Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I am so glad to be here with you today. If you like the Julie Tussey Show, please leave us a review, a good review, and share us with your friends and family. I have a great topic for you. We've been celebrating Rocktober this month, and that means that October is not only National Chili Month, but it is also National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to talk about some great ways to save your beautiful breasts.
It's Rocktober on the Julie Tussey Show. The Julie Tussey Show presents Rocktober. Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
So we're here on the Julie Tussey Show. April is in the studio with me. Hi, April.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well.
I got the squeaky chair. Did you hear that?
Oh, squeak away, girl.
Oh, my Lord. I can't be quiet anywhere I go. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, I'm enjoying this weather.
Oh.
We've been outside every day, and the kids are loving it. It's just perfect. And I don't normally celebrate when weather starts getting chilly. But it's not winter, it's fall, so I'm accepting it as it is.
Fall is my favorite season. Oh my gosh, I love fall because summer, I love that it's sunshiny, but it gets just too hot for me. If it wasn't for air conditioning, I couldn't live here in Kentucky. But I love fall because I love boots. And I know maybe you don't ever wear this, April, because I'm kind of wild, but I like to get really cool. Like, I have these black sequin shorts, and I have black shorts, and I like to put tights and fishnets and all that under and wear it with my boots.
Nice.
And girl, I just got me a pair that come over my knee.
Oh, that is cool. I can't wait to see them on
I love them. I wore them out with Gary Tussey the other day, and I had on a sweater and jeans and these boots above my knee, and they make you feel so sexy.
Ooh,
they're amazing.
Nice.
You know, we're celebrating Rocktober on the Julie Tussey Show, so we have a lot of really amazing things going on. You and I just got back from going over to Wells Plastic Surgery and Skin Care in Lexington. They are the new sponsors of the Julie Tussey Show. We love them.
Yes, we do.
They do all kinds of stuff. They don't just do plastic surgery.
No.
And they got a really cool event coming on, and I wanted to help them get the word out. So October 26th. This month of 2017, they're going to have a hourly demo starting from 9 to 3, and they're going to be showing permanent makeup for brows and Juvederm and Sculptra, which is a new, it's not really a filler, but it's like a filler, and you put it in the face, and it makes your face create its own collagen, which you get wrinkles because your collagen depletes, right? So, oh my, that is amazing. They're doing earlobe rejuvenation. Have you ever seen where?
I haven't,
I know.
And it totally makes sense.
It does.
It's a great idea.
It's just kind of like a little filler in there. I personally am going to be trying to get the face of when I was 30.
There you go.
You know, it's because I tell everyone I'm 30 and I'm trying to stay. So, I don't know. I'll be going and checking out some of their stuff. But I really believe we should age gracefully.
Definitely.
And so I'm going to age well.
That's right.
That's my new motto in life, because I love Dr. Wells. He's so sweet. His wife, Susan, is so, she's awesome.
She is.
And so, oh my gosh, she's like a business tiger lady, right?
And she's beautiful.
Beautiful and gorgeous. We have no idea how old she is. She looks 30. So she's just amazing. And all the girls in there are sweet. So if you get a chance, go out October 26th, 9 to 3, and go check out what they're doing. I think they're having drawings and free mini consultations mm-hmm. and doing some free demos for right. people.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Go check it out.
We'll be there. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I forgot that. We're going to be popping be there, in, I think.
Right. Yeah. Yep. We might do some, maybe we'll do some live video from the scene kind of thing.
Yeah.
They seem to like that idea.
Like if you see me laying on mm-hmm. the table with getting needles in my face, that's what's happening.
That's right. That's what we want.
But there are so many products that you can use that are skincare without surgery.
So many.
Yes. So yes. many things. So don't let the plastic surgery part
don't let
scare,
it scare
you.
You off. Right.
Now, if you got things that are going janky and you want to fix them, go fix them.
Go fix them.
Go mm-hmm. fix them, baby, because you only live once. Mm-hmm. That's my motto in life, and you got to enjoy your life. But more power to you if you want to fix things. If you want more information, just check out wellsplasticsurgery.com. Mm-hmm. They're such a detailed website.
Yes.
So we love mm-hmm. you guys at Wells Plastic
yes,
Surgery and Skin Care. We love you. Another thing we're doing is our clean chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. If you have not sent your recipe in, you need to. Wait
need
a minute.
To.
Will this air when it's too late?
I hope not. We'll probably still be reaping after effects from it. So
I'd need to pull out my tiny calendar
right.
and find out. But we're doing a clean chili cook-off. You can get information about mm-hmm. that on the Julie Tussey Show on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. Go follow us on Instagram. We got some fun stuff. You will see things on Instagram that you don't see anywhere else because for some reason, I'm just a little more free to post there. I don't know what it is.
It just feels more free.
Yeah, like I mm-hmm. have this new campaign out, and we talked about it a little bit in our last episode, but it's for breast cancer awareness. And I took this picture right after I got out of the shower. And, of course, now you all know I have my lash extensions, so my eyes were, like, beautiful. But I didn't have any makeup on. And I took a picture with my hair wet and I covered up my breasts with my arm in my mm-hmm. hand. And I took a picture because I wanted to be really, really real about breast cancer awareness. And I'm going to read to you what that campaign said because it is so touching. But I was telling you all of this to tell you that I cropped the picture a little bit on the mm-hmm. bottom, so not as much of my breasts were mm-hmm. showing for Facebook, but right. on Instagram, it's the full Monty of the picture. You know
it,
what I'm
it
saying?
It really is.
It really, it's a little bit. You can't see anything.
Well, okay.
I mean, I could see more. I can see more when J-Lo hits the stage.
Right, right.
Especially if I'm in the front row looking up. I could see a lot more going
yes.
on there, but no, I don't know what it is about Instagram. I just feel less judged there.
Oh, okay.
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But I really put myself out there. I even wrote in my notes that I'm kind of shy. I was kind of shy to do this, but that I am now no longer a young, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not young. I'm not the weight that I want to be. My body isn't perfect, but my breasts deserve health care.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve care, and in our health of our breasts is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. So I started this campaign called Love You Enough, and the picture says, save your beautiful breasts,
mm-hmm.
show your true love, and remind your girls to do monthly self-exams and yearly mammograms. I don't remember. Do you know what age it is you start getting mammograms?
I think actually it's funny we talk about Dr. Wells Plastic Surgery, before you can get the mommy makeup, if you're 36 or older, they ask that you get a mammogram done first before he does anything with your breasts.
Right.
So I figure like that's probably the age, 36 and up. It seems like that needs to, I've heard though when you're 40 is when you really need to start getting them. I don't know if it's annually or I don't know, I guess it's annually at
yes,
40.
Annually.
So, but at my age of 36, though, it's still something you should
look
into.
I'm younger than you now.
Where you are.
Yes, I'm 6 years younger than you.
About the time you had October figured out, Julie throws you Rocktober on the Julie Tussey Show. Rock on with your bad self. Rocktober on the Julie Tussey Show.
I'm Julie Tussey.
smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
But back to this campaign that I did. It's a pretty cool picture. Just trying to be really, really real, because it doesn't matter if you're on television, if you're recording albums, or if you're on radio, or if you have a podcast, or if you just stay home and take care of your children. It doesn't matter what you do. Sometimes I think that people think because you are in the public eye more that things don't happen to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to just be real, really real. I am just a real girl who gets up with insecurities, who would have a tendency, because I'm not the size and shape I've always wanted to be, to maybe not take care of myself. And I'm just determined that I'm going to love me enough to take care of me, because I am the epicenter of someone's life. Mm-hmm. And you are the epicenter of someone's life. And so it doesn't matter. Okay, here's the bottom line. It doesn't matter if you, quote unquote, measure up to what you think you should be. You are valuable. Mm-hmm. You are precious. You are important. And it's so important that you take care, especially of your gynecological health. Mm-hmm. Because breast cancer is a very serious thing. And we don't really know what causes it. We don't really know who it's going to strike. And also with uterine cancer and ovarian cancer and these things that can just be so devastating to a woman and to her family and even rob life. I hate that. I hate mm-hmm. that so bad. It makes me want to cry when I think about it. But I hate that. So we've got to be proactive.
Right, right. You know, worth it.
Yes.
At any age, at any point in our lives, don't stop loving you.
Exactly.
Loving ourselves the way we should, the way God wants us to.
Right. Lifting each other up. Mm-hmm. Just because someone's put magazine covers and, you know, we all know how to airbrush makeup and make ourselves look like what we're really not, does not mean that's what's real.
Mm-hmm.
So what's real is we all have breasts,
mm-hmm.
and we all have to take care of them.
Right.
And the other thing that's super real for me is that we need to create, you know, the women that God puts in our life, be it our mothers and our grandmothers, our sisters, our daughters, our cousins, our friends. We need to take that as something that we become our brother's keeper or our sister's mm-hmm. keeper of. And I make a funny joke, like when the rent's due, text all your girlfriends mm-hmm. and all the girls. Get yourself mm-hmm. a girl circle mm-hmm. and reach out and remind each other to check, because self-exams and mammograms are the most preventative way
right.
to save your life. It's the only thing we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so much about preventative care. Don't wait until you're sick.
Right.
Don't wait until you're sick. Don't wait until that lump grows.
Right.
Check it. If you feel anything, if you feel something the mm-hmm. size of a pea mm-hmm. or smaller and you're worried about it, you go to the
right.
doctor right away, because
yeah.
that's how your life will be saved. That's
yeah.
the only thing we have right mm-hmm. now. So my heart is really big on this.
Right.
And so I know the picture is attractive and stuff, but my heart really was with this campaign that I was being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. My lashes were rocking it.
Right, your lashes gave you the confidence you needed. Yeah.
Thank you, Brittany at Color mm-hmm. Creations in Richmond, Kentucky, for my lashes. But really, I just wanted to be vulnerable. And you know what? And it is kind of a sexy picture. But women are beautiful and sexy.
I think it's classy. I think it's tasteful. I think it's beautiful. I think we all have a right to feel beautiful. And there's different ways to go. We don't have to be rich and famous. Oh, that person can look beautiful all the time. What about me? Why can't I look or feel glamorous about myself every once in a while? Why not? Who doesn't? Even men want to feel that way.
Yes, yes.
They want to feel like they're valuable. And
to me, mm-hmm. you're probably like this too, April. But to me, there are so many beautiful women in every, like, I love to see a woman that's with no makeup on and lots of freckles mm-hmm. and her red hair or... Mm-hmm. Just to me, it's kind of like apples to oranges. There just is no comparison from one woman to another, and each woman and each human being has their own beauty.
Mm-hmm. You know? Absolutely, yeah.
There's my artistic mm-hmm. side coming out, but mm-hmm. I just do. I kind of see every person as God's creation, and look at that. There's just no one like them. Right. They're just so, and I can find beauty in just about everything. You know, mm-hmm. I can. And I like that about me, and I hope that you can find beauty within your own self. You know, mm-hmm. that's the hardest thing, I think, for women with all of the media propaganda and, you know, everything. And we talk about plastic surgery. We're working with Dr. Wells and all of that and skincare. And I do believe take what you have and make the very best of right. it you can, but mostly love yourself and make yourself mm-hmm. a good life, you know.
Right, from the inside out.
Exactly, from right. the inside out. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're talking about breast cancer awareness yeah. today. Definitely take time to give to the Susan G. Komen, or I actually haven't researched, but there's many places out there that you can give for breast cancer mm-hmm. research. I'm praying and I'm hoping that we can find a cure for this horrid mm-hmm. disease. And I do believe that they will. I really, right. really do believe that they will. And there's so many different things that you can do. If your hair is long and you cut it mm-hmm. off, find a place where you can donate it for a mm-hmm. woman who loses her hair from chemotherapy.
Yeah, right. I think Locks of Love mm-hmm. is in one organization that does that.
Yeah, and so you can do your research and mm-hmm. be wise with your money mm-hmm. and the things that you're going to give. If you know someone in your life that is fighting breast mm-hmm. cancer, be an encouragement to them.
Oh, yeah. Don't let it discourage them. And I have an aunt in my life, and she had a mastectomy. And so she wears what she calls her falsie. Mm-hmm. It's a bra with one breast kind of built in it, and the other one is different, so that mm-hmm. they look even when she goes out. And, you know, I haven't had this conversation with her, but I've wanted to encourage her if she wanted to. Because I know how I felt about plastic surgery before I had it done, is I felt like, oh, it's selfish, or it's so much money, or I'm not worth it, or I'm not beautiful anyway, or I'm not, you know, whatever. And I there's so many things now that women can do. Like, let's say they've survived it, but there's some after effects. And what yes. a bummer that they yes. have to look at that every day as a reminder of this actually triumphant thing they went through, but there's these scars, or they're uneven, and it doesn't feel right, you know, to have one and not the other kind of thing. And I kind of hope that she does consider getting a professional like Dr. Wells to do that and make them look right. And there's tattoo artists that can tattoo the nipples on in mm-hmm. case there are none or something like that. There are very neat, cosmetic, beautiful things in this yes. industry yes. that can make a woman who's already so beautiful, but she's been through so much, help her just feel a little bit more confidence, and maybe even give her a more beautiful rack than she ever had before it mm-hmm. happened. I
right.
mean,
better, you know, than before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, might as well have the breasts you've always wanted or whatever.
I know,
you
why
know?
Not, right?
Yeah.
I've always said breasts are mm-hmm. power, and mm-hmm. there is something that when you are happy with your body, you feel empowered, you feel confident, mm-hmm. you project yourself out there, you just become that woman, mm-hmm. you know?
And my aunt is so beautiful and selfless and a wonderful, just wonderful woman of God, and I would never want her to think that she's not worth it, or that God wouldn't be happy with it, or whatever the naysayers. God right. would never say that, but you know, the naysayers of the world. But I think the recovery keeps going for them.
Yes,
it's an ongoing thing, and then they're huge advocates for checking themselves. You know, once they've been through it, they want us to remember. And so we need to, for their sake, they went through all that. And they're telling us to do it, and we need to encourage each other to do it to avoid that. Because like you said, catching it early is huge.
It is so huge, because I think it can go from the breast and then into your body further. And at the breast stage, when it's in the breast, the smaller the better, but as mm-hmm. long as it's contained in the breast, it's a lot more repairable mm-hmm. and a lot higher chance of living.
Right.
You know, living. So, mm-hmm. yeah, near and dear to my heart, definitely, girls, and men, I mm-hmm. think men, you should encourage your woman. Did you do your Right. Your right. monthly exam, yeah. you know, make it a standing thing, make it a date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it a date. Honey, will you help me do my breast right. exam?
Oh, and I bet you'd know? Be so happy.
He
too.
Would. I'm sure he would. But don't put off your yearly yearly mammogram mm-hmm. if you're at the age where you need it. I'll share this too. Somebody on Facebook had said that she put it off because she was afraid mm. of the pain. Someone had told Ooh. Her it was very painful.
Huh.
Well, it's it, to me, and I have a pretty high tolerance mm-hmm. for pain, I guess, but it wasn't unbearable in any way. And they are so mm-hmm. professional. You might as well be laying a golf ball up there or a basketball or yeah. whatever you have or mm-hmm. a grapefruit. It's not, they don't even act like it's your breast.
Right.
You know, it's just mm-hmm. so clinical.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so kind, mm-hmm. so gentle. And I'm here in Richmond at the Baptist Health. They have a women's program and nice. They do a fantastic mm-hmm. job. And you know, they're going to mm-hmm. squeeze the fire out of your breast, mm-hmm. but so what?
And implants or not, you still have to go. And they know yes. how to maneuver, because I asked the question, you know, they will move the implant. They know how to do it, to move it out of the way and get a photo of your real breast. And so don't worry about that. They work around that. They won't pop. I was like, they're going to pop my implant. No, they don't do that. No, they're very good at what they do, and they know just how to do it. And so don't let anything deter you from getting that done.
That's right. Just pull up your big girl panties and go do it.
Yeah, just let a man handle you.
We give birth, for goodness sakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you feel so much better once you've got it done and you get that clean bill of health. You're like, whew, yeah. I'm so glad that's over. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've done it for a long time. And I, you know, it's not my favorite thing to do. But no. Some women make it an event. You know, mm-hmm. they'll plan a girls' day afterwards. And, you know,
yeah.
like we could get all the girls and we could all meet at the hospital.
Right. And then
take our turns and go to lunch.
Get martinis and acrylics afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. So take care of your beautiful breasts. Love you enough. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
And we're back on the Julie Tussey Show. Well, we've had a great program talking to you about breast cancer awareness. Mm-hmm. Super, super important, mm-hmm. April, that we yes. talk about this as women, and we cannot put our heads in the sand. If you cannot afford a mammogram, I do know that in most areas you can get a free one. You're just going to have to Google it mm-hmm. and do some investigating, but I've heard of them going out and giving free mammograms a lot.
Yeah.
So
Baptist Health here in Richmond, Kentucky is having a great opportunity. Now, between now and November 7th, you can take a free breast cancer health risk assessment. And it's a great opportunity to see what your risks are over your whole lifetime. They'll answer all of your questions, and it's free. The phone number is area code 859-624-6491. You guys, check that out.
Definitely. Lots of good things going on around here. We are celebrating Rocktober.
Woo, woo, woo.
And we got a rock song going on for that. We're helping women to know they got to take care of those beautiful mm-hmm. breasts. Love yourself enough to take care of them. We met up with Dr. Wells, and we're going to be at his event on October 26th from 9 to 3. They'll be there. I know I'm going to try to pop in mm-hmm. and see some peoples and make some videos. Mm-hmm. Beautiful place. So lots of wonderful things going on. Remember to do your monthly exam and remind your girls to do it. Remember to schedule your mammograms. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original annually. Suburban yes, bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
Yes,
for fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.